This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 14th day of June. Happy birthday to this dude. Would have been Junior.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Shared it with someone else.
Okay.
Of the same... Well, a little later, when this song popped is, you know, 60s, but this woman popped in the 70s.
Okay.
Marla Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
And Junior Walker shared the same birthday.
All right.
So
all
there
right.
you go.
All right.
Throw that for you. Happy birthday. Go out to both of them on this Father's Day Eve. I want to make sure we say that properly.
Here. Right.
You know who else, speaking of artists from that time? O.B. Benson. Would have been his birthday today. If you don't know, he won the Four Tops.
Okay.
Obie Benson. Just like saying that name. Obie Benson. Caleb Johnson. Like saying that name, too. Been a minute since we talked to you, buddy. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. And how has your weekend been so far?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's been good. You know, I timed things just correctly. Excuse me. I timed things just correctly this morning, and I was able to get my iced latte right before I came on with you guys. So I am the caffeine's going to start kicking in, and we're good to go for the rest of the day.
The iced latte.
I can't do that. I'm one of I don't know how people can do that. I have to have heat in the mornings to get your voice going, but there are people who love the iced drinks, man. As long as it works for you, that's all that matters.
That's the important part.
I get a little bougie from time to time. I like my iced drinks. I'm even one of those crazy guys that I will step into the world of, I'll throw some lavender in my iced coffee or iced latte. You try something new, you know?
Yeah.
So came out to one of my favorite coffee spots this morning. So like I said, life is good. Weather's nice right now. I know it's going to rain later, but, things are good.
There he is, folks. Yeah. Caleb Johnson. And this is what he says the night after watching the MVP bring his team through to get the win last night in the series. I mean, what's your thoughts on the way the game ended last night?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, guys, I feel like I needed this win as much as the Oklahoma City Thunder needed this win, because I was the person who came out here a couple weeks ago, or maybe I guess not even that long ago, and said, I think the Thunder win this series in five, just because of how good Shea and this Thunder team had played throughout the regular season, how dominant they were defensively, and I just felt like this was the kind of team that if the Denver Nuggets weren't going to slow them down, then why would I expect the Indiana Pacers to do so? However, obviously, as these finals have unfolded, you've seen the benefit of Rick Carlisle and the way that he coaches games and the way that he makes adjustments. I mean, this is why we saw that 2011 Dallas Mavericks team upset LeBron and, you know, and the three there back in, 2011. So I think I undervalued what the Pacers can bring to this matchup, just as far as their consistent shooting ability and their defense. However, I feel like what we saw last night was the Pacers doing the exact things that caused me to not be concerned about them through the entire postseason, and especially when they would play the Hawks. Like, I was never worried. I remember there was a stretch of the Hawks season back in, like, January or February when they were going to have the Pacers in back-to-back games. And I was like, here's a four-game stretch, including these two against the Pacers, in which you can catch some ground on the Eastern Conference. And what did the Hawks go and do? They got two against the Pacers and improved the record, because I wasn't afraid of them, because they just didn't feel like a team that, as long as they're the ones doing the punking of somebody else, they're fine. But yeah, when things come back to them, they didn't handle it so well. And I think the up and down of Bent Mathurin, I mean, we've literally seen him go from the best player off the bench in game three to an absolute liability in game four. It's been so interesting to kind of watch how this thing unfolds. And now I'm convinced, after saying this thing was going to be over in five, now I'm like, yeah, this feels like a series that's going seven.
And I landed on six earlier. We were talking about that, but yeah, the ebb and flow of what's happening and what Rick Carlisle has done, everything that you just laid out is making a lot of people pause and rethink how they evaluate these teams and these players too, because again, you know, we started talking about the individuals that have gone into these playoffs and what they were going to look like, and everybody from Ant-Man on down, they're sitting at home watching these finals. So, but you brought up the Hawks, Caleb. Caleb Johnson once again joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 Game. How do you feel about this Atlanta Hawks team right now? It's presently constructed. We can speculate on what may or may not be done in this offseason, but when you look at the teams that have come through the East, forget about overall, but just through the East, how does that make you feel about this Hawks team and competing against them the upcoming season?
I think if you're a Hawks fan, you have to feel really good about the hopes of the future of this team, just for the simple fact of there is no one who, even with the Indiana Pacers being in the finals right now, there's no one who is saying to themselves, man, is this Pacers team about to, you know, kind of build a dynasty? No. What everyone is saying to themselves is, well, man, if the Boston Celtics are going to be down without Jason Tatum, and they're probably going to have to take a step back, if you've got the Cleveland Cavaliers that still quite can't figure things out and they come up short, if you've got the New York Knicks who get to the Eastern Conference Finals and then fire their coach and are actively talking about trading the guy that they just traded for a year ago in Karl-Anthony Towns, then you feel like, okay, if we build this thing correctly, if we don't, as I have brought up so many times, if we don't rush the process, whereas, You saw Philly, they went with a much slower process as they tried to build. But as long as you don't rush the process and get too greedy and think you're going to, you know, bring in some big star to play along with Trey and completely change the team, I think the way that you're building right now is actually really promising. And that's for the simple fact of, if you look what Indiana has done, they have drafted well, and then when they needed to make trades, they weren't super flashy moves. And I think that's part of the thing that the exciting ones that get fans going are the, hey, we're trading for Giannis, or hey, we're trading for Kevin Durant, or something like that. At the time of them going to get Tyrese Halliburton, a lot of people were like, I don't know. Is that really going to, like, is that going to be the guy who's going to be the face of your franchise? When they traded for Pascal Siakam, there were some people who were like, okay, that's a really smart move. But then there were plenty who were going, yeah, but we expected Pascal to have a bigger role once he won a championship with the Raptors, and that never really kind of came to fruition. So, you know, are you really getting a guy of super high value? And what they gave back in both of those trades and Sabonis and then all of the small pieces that they kind of put together to be able to get Siakam, like, they didn't deplete their depth. This is still a team who, through the playoffs, guys, they have not had anyone play more than 40 minutes in a game, which feels crazy, especially when you think about the Knicks who are out there. It feels like those starters were playing 48 minutes. It's just to see how they have built this thing feels like a realistic blueprint that the Hawks, as well as other teams, are going to be able to run with.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with our guy, Caleb Johnson. He is social. Always find him at ATL Johnson 18 at ATL Johnson 18. You brought up the Knicks. Were they denied opportunity to call on you this week, too? It seemed like they were denied everybody else. Talk about that, man. They wanted our coach. They were denied, permission to talk to Quinn Snyder.
No, Sam, I'm not under contract. So if they wanted to throw that job my way, I will easily take the few million dollars that they'll be putting out there. But as far as what New York is doing, I have a hard time because I have to separate my want to make fun of the Knicks because, well, they're the Knicks after all. And what, you know, Trey's been able to do to them in the past is a memory that I will never forget that I got to. That was my first season covering the Hawks, guys, is getting to see Trae Young and how he took down the Knicks. And, like, that was just so much fun. And so right now they're getting made fun of a lot by a lot of different people for, well, they don't have any kind of idea of what they're doing. And I don't think that's completely true because some people are saying, well, you fired Tibbs and then you didn't have a plan. Well, then those same people would be upset with their team if they fired their coach and immediately went to somebody. Like, you want to kind of scan the field and see who's available. And I think it might look embarrassing for the Knicks to be, you know, calling on so many different teams and being like, hey, is your guy available? But I think they're just kind of checking the temperature on what's out there because they know they can hire one of their own assistants and it would be fine. But I think they want to see where they can go with their next coaching hire. And so why not cast the net as wide as possible with guys who are well-established coaches? Now, the one that is crazy to me, I'm not surprised that the Hawks said no for them to be able to talk to Quinn Snyder. It's the Chicago Bulls saying no to Billy Donovan being available. And I'm thinking, if I'm the Bulls, I mean, Billy Donovan's not – he's not changing things in Chicago. So I really don't know what that was about, but I think more of it was probably just like a collective, hey, we want to keep our guy. And that's how you show your confidence is, no, we're not even going to let you talk to our guy because he's ours and we want to keep him kind of thing. So I'll be very interested to see where New York goes. I have heard rumblings,
yep,
and it was kind of surprising to me that even though the Mavericks said no to them talking to Jason Kidd, the Jason Kidd's not completely off the table. That could be something that they revisit later on down the line, because they're the only team in the NBA trying to hire a coach right now. So they're not competing with anyone. They're not in a rush. They just have to make sure they find their right candidate. And so I'm very curious to see if they go with a retread. You know, you think of a Mike Malone. You think of I've even heard of Mike Brown, who used to who last coached with the Kings, being some of those retread names. Or if they go young guy or former player or something like that, because Rajon Rondo is apparently someone who has put his name as being interested in the job. And I guess if you look over and you see what J.J. Redick has done with the Lakers, you think, well, why can't that be us? So it's going to be an interesting decision for them.
Fantastic, fantastic. Caleb, we appreciate you
spending
some time and enjoying enjoying his latte with lavender. With lavender, no less.
You had to say that like lavender.
You're like lavender.
Guys, the caffeine hit me, and I'm ready to go. I told you.
No, that's great. That's wonderful. I went out and got a cup of coffee myself while you were giving breakdowns.
So Happy Father's Day to all the dads.
There you go.
Thanks. You guys have a good one.
All right. Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.